a Popular Outcast production.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Popular Outcasts Gaming. Do you use Amazon like any other typical humanoid? If you do, be sure to click the banner on www.popularoutcasts.com, but make sure you clear your cookies first. Using this banner will give the boys a cut of what you spend while you shop on Amazon. Why not look for a new processor for me? Mama loves processors. This week, Jeff surprises Mike and Bill by sending his wife instead. Typical man. The boys and Aislinn discuss many games as well as relive their childhood gaming careers. Enjoy, listeners. That's an order.
Welcome to Popular Outcast Gaming. Press start to begin.
Well, that's not Jeff. So, do you just want to explain what happened since I ruined it by being late?
Way to go, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Way to ruin everything.
Mike's mad. He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jeff decided it would be funny if he told Mike and Bill that he was going to be late and to just start without him, and then I show up in his place.
And you are Aislinn.
Blow your mind.
Yes. It is a mind-blowing
and
event.
Now he's going to be sad that he didn't get the initial reaction.
Oops.
Recorded. So, well, way to go, Mike.
It's my fault.
It is Mike's fault. He was late.
In case you only listen to POG and not Popular Outcast, Aislinn is Jeff's wife.
Yes.
That's what they tell me.
Well, you know.
That's the word on the street.
Stuff in there.
I'm sure he told you it's family friendly.
Yeah. Okay. No curse words. I'll try my best.
He likes to say shoot.
Yes, he likes to make fun of it.
And mother fluffer.
Anyway,
sure.
Well, we're POG.
Some news.
Yeah, we're POG.
Oh yeah. Hi, I'm Mike.
I'm Bill.
I'm Jeff.
You're not Jeff.
So we always start every episode with news. Gaming news, and that's what we're going to do today.
Yes.
So I'm just going to breeze through this, and we'll get to our real conversation. American McGee has announced they're making Alice Other Worlds, which is a new Alice game, which after Alice Madness Returns, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what it's going to be? There is a Facebook page that has some pretty cool artwork on it, but they've also announced an Oz-themed game.
Oh.
Which
that was
seems
inevitable.
To fit their... What's that?
Was inevitable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know. You know, I did play Alice Madness Returns. I played the 60-minute... trial on PlayStation.
Yeah.
And it was really, really cool.
Yeah.
It's not like my style of game, but it's good.
I think I played... There were two of those, right?
Yeah. Well, there's Alice on the PC.
Right.
And then Madness Returns is the second.
I definitely played the one on the PC a little bit. Oh, cookies. Aislinn brought cookies.
Jeff, you're not even invited anymore.
Ha-ha.
We're going to replace you on the logo.
Don't bake every day, so don't be used to this.
Okay, fair enough. It wouldn't be that hard to replace him on the logo, though. Oh, just kidding. Anyway.
All right.
Well, just see how John feels about making another new logo.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll just make John make a new character for every guest
we
have.
It'll be easy.
It's been announced today that Half-Life 2 officially will be supported by the Oculus Rift.
Really?
Do you guys know what that is?
No.
Okay.
Tell me.
The Oculus Rift is that new... It's kind of like
the
headset that you wear where you can look around. And that's how you control...
Like the Virtual Boy, but better.
Basically.
Like real.
Basically. Yeah. 3D.
That's nuts.
So that's going to be pretty sweet. I would not want to do Ravenholm on an Oculus Rift.
That would scare me.
As of today, they've announced that 14% of users have left World of Warcraft between January and March, which is 1.3 million users.
Oh my god.
Which is kind of crazy.
What are people leaving for?
Pandas?
I would see like,
because of pandas, maybe.
You know what, man?
I know. Tell everyone else.
Yeah, I actually have considered... I played World of Warcraft for about 4 years, and I really considered going back because of the pandas. Because they're monks. They like no kung fu and stuff.
I have nothing against World of Warcraft as long as you treat it like a game and not your life.
A lifestyle.
Right.
Well, I've been told that the pandas aren't a ripoff of Kung Fu Panda because they were in Warcraft 3.
Yeah, they were.
Which I didn't realize.
They've been around for a while.
It's not like Warcraft. Kick Punch Panda on Netflix.
Yeah, Kung Fu Rabbit, which I think I've seen before.
Oh my goodness.
Aliens Colonial Marines has managed to get 1.31 million sales. Not dollars.
Right.
Sales.
Sales.
Copies sold.
Wow.
Which I don't understand. You're the only one who's played it in this room.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's a horrible, horrible
game. I mean,
that's
not a very big number.
No.
It is to us.
Right.
I should have looked up what The Walking Dead Survival Instinct made.
I wish I could sell that many of one thing.
Of anything.
Yeah. Right.
Watch Dogs has gotten new screens and gameplay videos.
Wait, what did you just ask about what had sold what?
Oh, The Walking Dead Survival Instinct.
Oh, yeah. I'll check.
Check how many copies it sold. Watch Dogs got some new screenshots and gameplay videos, which that game is one of the reasons I want a PS4.
Yeah.
That thing looks insane.
Have you seen anything for that, Aislinn? She's chewing. We can cut this out.
No, I kind of live in a hole, you know.
Well, Watch Dogs, basically, you play and this is from what I figured out. You play some form of private investigator, but you're in a new age city where everything is controlled by the internet. And you have access to all of
these. So
it's
the Matrix?
Yeah, or it's like 2013.
Yeah.
But like, they have access to everything. You can change traffic lights. You can get information on any person in the city and all this stuff. And everything they're showing, like the menus, look so streamlined and easy to use. But it's impressive. Saints Row 4.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Let me defend Saints Row. Because I thought it was a really bro-y game before I played it. Saints Row 2 was free on PlayStation Network, PlayStation Plus, and I got that, and which then led me to try the third. Which, from number 2 to the third, it's an insane change. It's unbelievable, because they did the Blood Dragon thing, Bill.
Really?
And they decided just to do the most ridiculous possible things they could imagine. There's a chum gun where you shoot chum on the streets and a shark comes out of the pavement and eats people.
Land
you,
shark.
And I mean, they had yeah, they had commercials written by Tim and Eric.
Right, yeah. I remember
that?
I watched
that in the early times of Popular Outcast.
Yeah, I remember watching the thing that Tim and Eric did on YouTube, and it's insane.
The sense of humor is awesome in the third. But the fourth has some new stuff coming out, and I watched a couple videos today.
Yeah.
A few things that I picked up on. You are now playing as the leader of the Saints Row, who has become the president of the United States of America.
What?
So you are playing the president.
That's incredible.
You're not just any president. You have superpowers.
What?
Now, what?
So you can fly. You have super speed. You can jump over buildings. It's basically they just turned on cheat mode.
Yeah, it's where Heroes was going to go.
Right, it's kind of like Heroes.
Yeah,
however, in Heroes, you did not have a dubstep gun where you shoot dubstep at people and they dance to death.
That's
weird. Again, it sounds really bro-y. There's also a gun where you can inflate people's heads to the point of explosion.
Side note to the making people dance thing.
Yeah.
A little off topic. Jeff and I just recently played Lego Lord of the Rings. And the one item you can get is a disco file. It's a light, and you pull it out, and it's like a little mirror ball. And anybody who's near you, enemies or not, stops what they're doing and just starts dancing.
What?
It's
That's
it's
insane.
Freaking awesome.
You guys 100%ed that too.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. Which we do with all our games because we're OCD like that. Except for Borderlands 1, because
yeah. Good luck with that. You guys started Borderlands 2, right?
Don't crush my hopes. Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Sweet, okay. So we covered the inflato ray and the dubstep gun. They now have weapon customization that allows you to change the looks of your weapons, which was never possible before. The example they had was you can change like an RPG or a rocket launcher into a guitar case.
Desperado, El Mariachi. How in those movies they had that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So it's kind of. I mean,
kind of.
They got the sense of humor thing going on.
Right.
They also introduced mechs to this one.
Oh.
It's like a mech warrior kind of setup,
what
which is pretty sweet.
I don't understand what is going on with their world.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
But it looks like a blast, so...
I remember
half as fun as the third, I'll get it.
In the third, wasn't there genital punching? Like, wasn't that a big deal?
That was one of your, like, takedown moves. And
yeah.
You had... See, we can't really get into this on a family-friendly podcast, but you had certain weapons that were more powerful than others.
Right.
And some of them were purple and plastic.
Oh, neat.
And...
right up Bill's alley.
Yep. I love purple and plastic. Oh...
okay, Sony has put out an announcement today that they've never even considered the always-on mode that everyone's complaining about.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Pardon
exciting.
Me.
which is a big complaint.
Yeah.
People hate that. Well, the fact that your system needs to be on to...
Well, yeah, there's a reason...
Yeah, there... that would be really annoying and really, like, energy-sucking.
See, now, the way I would... ideally, if it had to be on, it'd be, like, the Wii or the Wii U, where it is on and it updates.
I'm
those lights mean things.
I'm almost positive that when they say something is always on, I'm almost positive that means online.
Online, not, is that what it means?
Yeah, because of DRM and stuff like that. I remember a lot of people complaining about the quote-unquote next box that, which let's just face it, it's the Infinity.
Yeah.
You guys can stop calling it the Durango, because that was a stupid name that was used as a code word.
A yeah, code name, but
yeah.
Did you see the Xbox Infinity fake logo that they made that was spread across the internet? No. Someone on Reddit made it, and all of a sudden it was on all these news sites.
Oh, that's awesome.
Legitimate. It's pretty
Thanks,
sweet.
Reddit.
Thanks, guys.
But no, like, it would be, yeah, the only reason that you would need an always online system would be for DRM, in order to not be able to play used games. Simple as that.
DRM, which is, for people who don't know.
Right. DRM is basically, hey, remember when you used to try to rip CDs and it wouldn't work? That's why. DRM.
Some games now let you do it.
Yes.
For example, Serious Sam, the newest one.
Uh-huh.
When you copied the game or played a pirated copy, a pink scorpion, gigantic scorpion, chases you the entire mm-hmm. game and you can't kill it. Which is pretty sweet. And Earthbound, also, the ROM for Earthbound, you can't beat the final boss and it deletes your save file.
There was a Batman one, too.
What was there?
Arkham City, I think. But... it was drunk Batman. Like, he wouldn't fly right and stuff like that. He'd, like, run into
That's
walls.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Game series that I was really into, Infamous. Have you guys tried it?
Mm-mm.
They're both really good. The second one's free on PlayStation Plus. Still. That was, like, I think...
Wasn't that one of the games, like, when PlayStation Network crashed, they offered it for
yeah.
free? Is it, like,
yeah.
we're sorry?
That would.
It's an awesome yeah. game. It really is. But Second Son is the PlayStation 4 version. And apparently your main character can now control smoke instead of electricity.
Weird.
And you can absorb powers of other, I can't remember what they call themselves in those games, other mutants,
right.
whatever they are.
I wonder what the benefits of controlling smoke would be.
I don't know. I don't know if you can turn into smoke.
That would be
which
neat.
Which would be kind of cool, I guess.
You could fit into really tiny places.
Could yeah. solve the mystery of Lost.
Yeah.
What that smoke must be. In regards to news, that's about it. So
okay. You know what we didn't talk about last time?
What did we talk about?
There's a Call of Duty game coming out.
We mentioned Ghosts.
No.
We didn't.
We didn't. We mentioned
Do we
it.
Really have to talk about Call of Duty?
All I'm going to say is this. As long as they scrap every single thing that Call of Duty stands for, I'm in.
Which they're not going to do because they're making way too much money off
this.
That franchise.
You said you were interested because they wear masks.
Yeah.
We talked about this.
And then it got deleted.
Oh.
And then we didn't bring it up.
That's right.
But people asked me why we didn't talk about it, because it was announced, and I completely agree.
We shouldn't be that biased. We are biased already, so
I've never played a Call of Duty game in my life.
Me either.
I might.
I have.
If
I have no desire to.
If they turn it into Tom Clancy Ghost Recon, then I will play it. Maybe.
My roommate at school had it and convinced me to play. And it wasn't that I enjoyed the game all that much.
Right.
But... playing in the same room as someone on the same TV, which I don't get to do that often, especially with shooters.
Right, that
it
is
brought
cool.
me back to like the GoldenEye days.
Right.
And Zombies is actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Especially the one where you can play as Michael Rooker.
Oh.
Or Danny Trejo.
Yeah.
Or...
that is actually kind of, yeah.
You can play as Sarah Michelle Gellar as Buffy.
Oh.
Or...
yeah,
I
would do that.
Oh my god, who plays Freddy Krueger?
Robert Englund.
And him as well.
Or...
and then Romero.
Jack Hero.
Romero is
yes.
the... Romero is like the main villain in that one.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
That one is really cool. I think it's sweet that Michael Rooker can talk to you the entire time.
That is pretty
as
cool.
As I think he's supposed to be Merle from The Walking Dead.
Oh, really? That's
because it
that's
came out
better.
Right when The Walking Dead was
that's actually
out, so.
Really neat.
So yeah, that's coming out at some point.
Cool. Yeah, I whatever. November or something.
Something like that.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Yeah.
So,
oh, no, you guys don't have these dates memorized? You work in a video game store.
Yeah, that's what I hear. no.
no, we don't.
Oh, speaking of, actually, our boss was upset that she didn't get a shout-out. We almost gave her a shout-out.
Irvin Clancy. Sorry.
Jesse. Hi.
Hi, Jesse.
How's it going, Jesse?
Okay. I think I saw Jesse at Target today.
We told her to feel better. We
did, but we didn't say her name.
Every episode?
We didn't say her name.
All right.
It was a big thing. You saw Jesse at Target?
I think so. I think it was her.
She's a Target shopper.
She had a cart and it had a baby in it, you know.
It's probably her.
Looked kind of like her.
It was probably her.
Fair enough.
Woo, it's warm in here.
It is warm in here. It's not even
why are you wearing a long sleeve shirt?
That's why.
Because it wasn't so warm. It's not so warm out in the real world.
Outside of studio.
Maybe I'll take it off.
Ooh.
Woohoo!
Hear those buttons. So, Aislinn, what are you playing?
Yeah. Let's talk about new stuff.
Well,
stuff we're playing.
You just mentioned Jeff and I just started up Borderlands 2. Cause
right. I ruined that surprise. What do you think in comparison?
Man, it has been so long since we played the first one. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember.
I had a huge gap between my first playthrough of the first one and the second one. And something about the first one still is better to me, even though I know it's not a better game.
Yeah.
There's a charm to the first one. The second one kind of just feels a little too in your face and wacky. Where the first one had just enough for me. I don't know what it was. The oh my god, I lost her name. The vehicle lady. The really giant lady. Have you seen her yet?
No, we just got to the part where we beat Captain Flint and got Claptrap on his boat.
Alright. Yeah. No, I mean, like, it's good. Don't get me wrong. I just prefer the first one. The DLC's sweet.
Yeah, we actually bought the season pass
nice.
From GameStop. Bill.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we downloaded all that business and found out the Necromancer was not part of the season pass.
Yeah.
So Jeff
the Necromancer
was enough
free if
to,
you...
Yeah, if you pre-ordered.
That's what it was, pre-ordered.
Yeah, yeah. But Jeff was kind enough to go ahead and buy the Necromancer so that I could play Gage.
Nice. Gage is awesome. And
she
Krieg,
is.
Krieg is coming out, a psycho that you can play as.
I
which
saw
might be kind of cool.
That is pretty cool. I've only played a little bit of the first Borderlands because it's a very big time sink. And I wanted to play...
I mean, not if you don't do like all of the side quests, it's really not. If you just stick to the main quest, it...
That was my problem with the first one, is I went a little too crazy with the side quests, which I started doing in 2.
Oh, yeah, we have
you can't do it in 2.
Obsession with 100%ing
things. Right, right, right,
right.
And I don't, so, like, I don't know. But the new DLC has to do with Tiny Tina, who you'll meet soon in the game, and she's awesome.
Cool. That's cool.
But I've talked about that. We talked about that last week.
Yeah.
Tiny Tina. What do you
think? I don't know. I didn't listen.
That's fine.
Last week or ever.
It's fine. Ever.
Listen to this one. Why would you have to?
Yeah, you, right. I don't have to listen. I lived it.
Right?
What?
What are you playing?
What am I playing? What am I not playing? No, I'm kidding. Still playing the old Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
Isn't it so good?
It's really, really good.
Bill, are we still recording?
Yeah.
Yeah, that,
okay.
That pops up every now and again. No.
No, but okay.
Scary. We're good.
Okay, the thing wasn't going, and I was like,
yeah, that window is not a problem.
Okay. Sorry.
It basically, it just keeps trying to play on the Apple TV, even though the Apple TV is off.
Dude, I love my weird Apple TV, stuff. But it screws with everything.
It does.
Anyway, that's not a video game.
Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, I'm having a good time with that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
It doesn't get old.
Yeah, exactly. It's even more fun now.
Yeah.
I'm getting back into the swing of the controls and stuff like that. So,
right.
The AI in that seems significantly more dumb.
I know.
Than...
I did notice that.
Yeah.
You can pretty garrison pretty quickly.
Yeah. You can sneak up on people when they're sideways to you.
Yeah, and I don't remember that being an issue. Like, I... Remember, I had to, like, drop down from ceilings.
But then again, you know, in the 80s, games were really, like, AI
maybe
was really stupid. Maybe it was on purpose.
Maybe that's their whole thing.
It's possible.
Because they're, like, henchmen in 80s movies.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
They never hit you. Although this one, they do hit you.
Yeah, they hit you.
They are stupid.
Yes. I'm also playing Whale Trail.
Isn't it?
Which is a lot of fun. It's on iOS.
Was it still free when you got it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
It is so good. It's the song that goes along with it is the best thing in the world.
It's incredibly cute.
Yeah, and like the upgrades and the costumes and everything are worth it
to
keep playing. So.
And the last thing I'm playing is, as always, Clash of Clans. My town hall is almost at level 7, which means I'll be able to upgrade and get dragons. and attack
you're
people with
still
dragons.
Playing that? Are you still playing it like every 3 minutes?
Not every 3 minutes, but every half an hour probably. Oh,
I still haven't touched Simpsons since the last time I talked about it.
That's good.
It's been like over a month and a half.
Yeah. I wouldn't. Myself. I probably wouldn't play Clash of Clans so much if it weren't for the fact that I have other friends that.
No, I know. And there's actually competition in that.
Right.
Where the Simpsons is just like, hey, look at my town. Yeah. Look at my town.
I got a big town. I got a really big town. You. And I did play a little bit more of the Lego Star Wars.
Okay, cool.
Which is a lot of fun. I'm working. Well, I bought the complete saga, and I'm working on getting all of the studs. The studs. We couldn't remember what they were called for
a while. To figure that out the last time.
Oh, jeez.
We're noobs. We're Lego noobs.
Yeah, we're Lego Both noobs. But I'm like maybe 20%. So I've got plenty of red bricks to get and plenty of mini kits to get.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah. It's so much fun. So much fun.
It is.
Though.
They are fun. And it's a great, like, in-between game. Like, you do some kind of, like, serious
it's like a palate cleanser
thing. And then it's just like, I'm going to mess around with Lego for a few days.
Exactly.
That's what I've been doing with Lego City.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it's been, a palate cleanser. That's so fun, though. That's cool. You guys will have to play that after I'm done with it.
Yeah, definitely.
Get into it. Jeff, I don't know what his progress is on Rayman.
Oh, yeah, Rayman, too.
He's playing Rayman constantly.
He's been obsessed with those games.
Yes,
he's been doing the...
Rightly so, though. I mean,
the daily challenges for the Wii U. Yeah.
Which is an incredible free app. I can't get over that's free.
Right.
It's awesome.
It blows my mind.
I've been playing two games aside of Blood Dragon, just so I had something else to talk about this week. I got back into Sly Cooper, Thieves of Time.
Nice.
Which is... so good.
Oh.
The first three are great. Have you guys ever played a Sly Cooper game?
I've never.
No.
The first one is super, super Super Mario 64.
Aren't they also made by Naughty Dog?
No.
I'll cut this out.
What's that?
Which one is...
Someone told me that I said that before. It's Sucker Punch, not Naughty Dog.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why. Someone called me out on Twitter and said that I said that. I messed up.
Maybe you did.
It's Sucker Punch, either way.
Okay.
Who do Infamous? They do Infamous.
Right.
So Sly Cooper and Infamous, Uncharted, Crash Bandicoot. They're
Uncharted is...
Naughty Dog.
Right. And Crash Bandicoot.
Is Naughty
Dog. That's the one that I was getting confused with. My bad.
One has their own platformer. Either way, the first Sly Cooper is really straightforward, almost super linear, but the second and third Sly Cooper games are open world, they almost have the feel of an old PC point-and-click adventure when it comes to characters and voices and stuff. Just the colors are so much fun, and the character design is unbelievable. But the third one is such a solid game.
That's cool.
And the collectibles are awesome. This is one that I will try to 100%.
Yeah.
So I definitely recommend that. I'm also playing Thomas Was Alone.
PSN. That I saw a demo for that, and it creeped me out, but made me really
so weird.
Yeah.
So basically, gameplay wise, the gist is you are a square,
yes,
a rectangle, and you slowly find other shapes in this world, and you can cycle through each character, fit them into spaces to use each other to get to the end of the level.
Yeah.
However, the storyline has you as Thomas, a rectangle, an orange rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
Who is just alone in the world, wakes up alone.
And, so weird.
And, you do a couple levels like that, and you meet a guy, I forget his name, Steve, I think. But he's a square, and he hates
maybe
you.
Benjamin?
Benjamin, maybe. Yes, it was Benjamin.
Yeah, because I remember
and
hearing that
he
name, too.
He hates you.
Oh, no.
He despises you. But the two of them meet another shape, who they both hate together. So the first two characters start to each other.
And then they can bond over their hatred.
And it's just, it's so, it's just such a weird, social, I don't know. It's a weird game.
Yeah.
But the lighting effects are really cool for it just being shapes jumping around a flat side-scroller screen.
That's cool.
They have shadows and stuff that are really impressive. Michael Blythe on Twitter, I think, is his name.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we
definitely have to link to a trailer of this, because...
It's really hard to explain.
Yeah, but watching, a little bit of gameplay, it looks...
Oh, and I played Unfinished Swan.
Oh, that's another one!
Yeah.
PlayStation Network.
So, Unfinished Swan...
You use the Move with that, right? Or
you can?
Okay.
I obviously don't. I don't have one, but
right.
You don't need to.
You want to borrow mine?
Do you use it a lot?
I've never used it.
Unfinished Swan basically drops you into a blank canvas, literally. It's a totally white screen. You don't even get a notification as to how to play. You get dropped in, and you don't know what to do, so you start pressing buttons, and most of the buttons throw a ball of black ink.
Oh, wow.
When you throw the ink, it splatters on the ground and sprays up on the walls, and you realize, okay, all right, this is what you have to do. You throw your ink around to discover staircases and pathways and bushes and ponds and other things, and you slowly paint the world that you're in to try and figure out what happened there.
Oh, wow.
There's all this creepy mystery of, like, a king who went crazy and, like, obviously a swan who's, like, running through the place.
Uh-huh.
But the further you get, the more you see, like, swan footprints, like, up on like, the ceiling or really far away. And you just try to follow these swan footprints through this weird castle.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
It almost seems like someone screwed up and thought it was kind of, like, a cool way to build a game around something.
Right.
So.
That's neat.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
But we have a little bit, and we kind of wanted to talk about games that we grew up with.
Yeah, which is, like, honestly, and it's so funny that you ended up coming here, because I was thinking that this would be an awesome conversation to have with you, Aislinn, because of the fact that, like, you were a Nintendo kid, right?
Mostly, yeah, Nintendo. We were pretty much a Nintendo family. It was Atari, and then skipped over the NES and jumped to the Super NES.
Yeah.
SNES.
The SNES.
We should talk about Crafty Veggie, too, before we leave.
Yeah.
If that's okay.
We'll get there. Yeah.
It's fine.
But, yeah, I guess we can just talk about kind of like our... We don't have a whole lot of time.
Yeah. Well, we got a little bit of time.
Okay. From what I've heard, you guys never stick to this 30 minutes business anyway.
We don't.
we try really hard to.
Stop trying to kid yourself.
Do we want to talk about our history with, like, gaming systems or...
I'll start. Mine might be shorter.
Yeah, okay.
I played Coleco when I was a kid, ColecoVision, and then Atari.
Okay.
But I never owned one. I never owned an NES until I hit, like, 20.
Yeah.
And then by then it was, like, then I went to, like, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64.
When you were 20, what was big? What was big?
Right around, I definitely remember what was happening when I was 21. GoldenEye. Yeah.
Okay,
and
so
Pokemon.
N64 was in its prime.
Pokemon Snap.
Yeah.
So good.
Actually, no, the same year that I turned 21 was the year Fire Red and Leaf Green and the other one.
Yeah. Yellow.
Blue. Yellow.
Red and blue.
Sure. Yeah. I don't think it would have been the new, like, the Fire Red. I think it was just
Fire Red was
blue
on Game Boy.
I think it was just red.
Yeah.
Yeah. It red was blue. Just red. Yes. Yeah.
It was red and blue and then green and then
which
yellow came out later.
96?
Right.
95?
96-ish, 97 maybe.
Yeah.
I think it was 97.
I was late elementary, early junior high.
That's... I have such fond memories of those games.
Yeah.
Like, I go back and look at... Actually, I even tried to play it on my old Pocket. And, like, I don't even know how I did it. Because there's no backlit screen. And I know we're spoiled now.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But you needed to be in the perfect lighting to play that game.
Yeah.
But I know I played it in bed. Like, with a worm light that you had to plug in and drain.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had, like, a lot of, I played the Game Boy, the Tetris.
I've got one of those big clunky things that you put on the old
Game
Boy.
Oh, yeah, the Magnifier, whatever.
Also
the speakers.
Had the lights on it, the speakers.
Those things were awesome.
Yeah.
There was also the Super Game Boy you could get for the Super Nintendo. Mm-hmm.
Right,
and you just play your Game Boy games on your TV.
That's awesome. That is really cool. Nintendo was weird about that. They made adapters to be able to play games in their systems.
Yeah, but they were smart about it. They didn't have the Sega Tower.
Right, exactly.
Oh,
where every single piece went on top of an older piece. But yeah, Nintendo was relatively smart with how they did that stuff.
And they still are a pretty smart company with the backwards compatibility. And
they should
getting
do something for the DS.
They should.
I don't know how they do it. But something where you could play the DS on your TV screen would be pretty sweet.
Yeah. The GameCube thing that you can play Game Boy games in, mm-hmm. I have one for my GameCube.
For, like, GameCube?
Yeah, for GameCube.
Oh, I didn't know they made it.
Yeah.
Was that Game Boy Advance? I don't even remember.
Game Boy Advance and Game Boy games fit.
Okay.
The
yeah,
same.
Yeah. Duh.
It's okay.
We had a little portable screen for our GameCube, which was cool.
That is cool.
And even when we were home, we were like, okay, we don't even need to play it on the TV. We can just plug it in somewhere else.
Right.
But it was the worst screen in the world.
I think the first...
I think we got it at a yard sale.
Really?
Yeah. And it was like, the person didn't know what it was, and we knew. So we were like, okay, we're buying this.
I think the first one I ever saw like that was for the PlayStation 1.
Yeah, it was clunky. It was huge.
Yeah.
And it had to be, like, plugged in with, like, a thing. We tried to play it in the car, and, like, we got, like, this weird adapter to play it in the car, and it never really worked. But...
Man.
GameCube was a good time period. Either way, I'd say Super Nintendo is probably my most fond
Super Nintendo system. Has a lot of really good games.
And those games never die either. I mean, okay, they do physically, but they never look bad.
Right.
In my opinion. I mean, even I was playing Donkey Kong Country on the Super Nintendo yesterday.
That game is so hard.
I was expecting the graphics to be blown out on the newer TV, but they don't get
it. No, they translate pretty well.
They really translate well. Even to a widescreen, they translate well.
I was playing Yoshi's Island, same exact thing. It looks decent.
That was the best way to do it, because those graphics are never going to be outdated.
Right.
Because it's not, like, look at the N64.
Right.
Trying to play Diddy Kong Racing, and it's just, like, blocks.
Yeah.
Moving around other blocks.
Doesn't look so good.
Compared to what we have now.
Right.
So,
oh my god, I like looking at pictures of what's going on now, like, and especially like the PS4 and stuff like that. It's insane.
It's insane. And we were saying this when the PS3 was announced.
Right.
That was the interesting part. Is like, we're like, can it get any better?
Right.
And every time we're gonna be like, can it get any better?
Right.
You don't know, this is the peak of gaming.
Well, but now the Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
Now the Oculus Rift, so I can cut it out later. Make myself not sound stupid.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Don't cut out the sucker punch thing.
No, don't worry.
Because I want to. Yeah.
Don't worry. It's all good. No, I'm keeping it all in.
You're
right
not even
now,
cutting that out.
Nope. But yeah, that I think is where it's going to go.
It's the immersiveness that they want to focus on now. It's like they want to make you in the game. There's that whole thing where they. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I guess it spreads the screen out past your TV.
That's cool.
Like, you can see, like, parts of the level, like, projected under your wall.
So
cool. As you turn, like, your wall projects the rest of the screen. It's really weird.
I don't even understand.
Really weird. It's for Xbox. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like we said, this is the Casual Gamers Podcast.
Yeah.
We don't really remember anything.
No. What was your favorite game? What was your favorite game growing up, Aislinn?
Oh god!
Right.
Drop the bomb.
Yeah. Name a couple. E.T.
Oh god! No, dude, you don't even know.
Yeah.
E.T. was the freaking bomb back in the day.
I didn't understand anything what was going on, but I definitely played the heck out of that.
There are some of those games where you just had because you don't even know where you got them from.
Right.
And they ended up being some of your favorite games of all time.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're like, why would anyone buy this?
Master Blaster for me, I remember.
It was Goof Troop for me on the Super Nintendo.
And DuckTales.
Yeah, well.
Woo.
Yes.
We don't need to talk about that again.
Yeah, we don't. They're making an HD version of that.
Oh, no, I know.
Oh, okay.
I'm aware of this.
Okay, good. Good.
I stay abreast of the retro gaming.
And
do we have to cut breast out? We can say that.
Right? It's of course abreast.
You're a dumb dumb.
It was a joke.
But seriously, there was a long period of time, like, we had the Atari in the house, and then nobody really played it, so I took it into my bedroom. I was probably like 10-ish.
Uh-huh.
Still had the Atari for some reason. You know, I played it and whatnot, and then one day my parents decided that they were just gonna go ahead and sell it out from underneath me.
Ew.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's never a good feeling.
No. We even had that, like, the faux wood, like the drawers you put in the games
in.
Oh,
nice. Yeah.
Yeah. but yeah, I think some of my favorite games probably come from the Atari, and Haunted House was a great one.
Yeah.
And Jeff managed to find me one on eBay that was, like, awesome. Still in the box with the instructions and stuff.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I remember Adventure pretty well. That's my. You guys are a little bit older than I am. My Atari experience isn't so much.
Yeah.
I played Adventure on the Atari, but that's it. Pitfall?
Qbert.
Pitfall was mine.
Pitfall on there.
Pitfall
too.
Was mine. I played so much. When you'd swing over things. Loved that game.
Oh, yeah. They put that on the NES, too.
Yeah. And then Jack Black was in a commercial for it.
Right. Yeah.
Young Jack Black. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I remember. My dad doesn't play games as much as he used to, but he used to buy games way back when for, like, the Super Nintendo.
Uh-huh.
He bought Paperboy.
Oh.
Which I just have really awful memories of.
Yeah.
Just being so frustrated because I didn't understand why the dog killed me or why that haunted house shows up on every block,
right?
You know, and then the awesome racetrack at the end, or like the stunt course you do at the end. I have really weird memories of that game, just frustrating me beyond all belief before I understood what I was doing.
Anybody remember the the Addams Family game for the
NES.
Yeah.
I think it's on the NES. Turtles was also on the NES.
I bought Turtles from Elite Games.
Did you?
Yesterday.
Nice.
Yes.
It's so good.
Yeah. It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay.
I had a time period where I was downloading emulators.
Nice.
And ROMs, which I think everyone goes through at some point.
Yeah, of course.
Nope.
Because, like...
No?
Nope.
Got to play it on the actual thing,
yep.
huh?
I remember I found out about it, because I didn't know it was a thing. I was in probably 8th or 9th grade, and I was so excited, because I was like, oh my god, I can finally play Boogerman or the Ren and Stimpy game that I never got to play.
Right.
I wasn't allowed to rent them back in the day.
Right.
Then I'd play them and be like, oh.
Yeah.
My parents actually kind of knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
These are pieces of crap.
I remember playing a game called TNC Surf and Skate or something like that. It was really weird.
What was that on?
It was on NES.
Yeah.
And it was a... Like, basically, it was... TNC, look it up. It was like a skateboarding and surfing thing from California. And they had a guy... Like, they had a gorilla and a tiki-looking guy. Like, a guy with a tiki mask on his head. And you could surf or skateboard. And
I have a vague recollection of this.
Yeah, it wasn't it wasn't nearly as good as Skate or Die.
What is?
Yeah, exactly. And I definitely could not figure out how to surf. Like, I never figured that out, so I would just skateboard a lot on it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Remember, before I knew what real music was.
Yeah.
I listened to a lot of Brack and, like, these awful... I was just listening to, like, Bill Cosby CDs in bed.
Uh-huh.
But the first time I played Tony Hawk...
Yeah!
I was
about to say, you probably got your taste of music from Tony Hawk, didn't you?
That's where it all started from. I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so this is a soundtrack.
They had decent songs.
They were
songs
solid. I mean, there was stuff on there that wasn't for me, but...
Right.
I remember Goldfinger, Superman was the first song.
Hell yeah.
I was like,
it was,
oh,
yeah.
my God.
That's fine.
Word.
Word.
Hell, we've already went over this. Hell is a perfectly acceptable word. They say it on TV.
They do.
Okay.
During the day.
During the day.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
You can say it on the radio, right?
You can say it on the radio. You can say it indoors.
Yeah, we're good.
What about PC gaming?
Oh yeah, Half-Life I had a few 2. Weird PC gaming memories.
Half-Life 2. That's the only one I remember.
I remember the first game I ever got on the PC was...
That wasn't true.
It wasn't.
No.
No.
But go ahead.
It's all right. Toy Story Activity Center.
Nah.
Which was like basically just Uno. But then I got real games, and one of them was called Battle Beasts. And you played as stuffed animals who could turn into these giant, like... animal transformer mechs, and like
that sounds cool.
It was really awesome, and it was all hand-drawn, and like it was animation cells. They actually like animated each move, and like you could transform back and forth to these stuffed animals. But and I don't know if anybody knows out there where I can get this game, but I'd love to find out, because I know that like frogs, these evil frogs overtook the city by this mad scientist and his Igor type henchman, and all these stuffed animals were created to destroy them.
Oh, man.
There was, like, a fish and a fish tank and, like, a rhinoceros and all these weird things.
Right.
But I played that nonstop. That and Torin's Passage, which was a point-and-click adventure, kind of in the style of animation of, like, Aladdin.
That sounds cool.
It was pretty sweet. And Spy Fox.
Oh, Spy Fox.
Anyway.
That's about Oregon Trail.
Well, yeah.
They're finding anybody in the, like, within 20 years of our age. Who hasn't played Oregon Trail?
Right.
You know they remade Oregon Trail for the Wii?
Yeah.
I think I heard about
that.
Yeah.
And then Oregon Trail is out now.
Oregon
Zombies
or something.
Yeah.
I remember all the computers, and maybe you'll remember this, but like all the computers in like I guess it would be like intermediate school, so like 3rd through 5th grade, the old Macs had these games where you played as, it was called Gerbils, and you built roller coasters, and these weird gerbils rode in these roller coasters.
I went to Milton, so
we didn't have computers.
we
shut up, we did.
You could just type on
them. I just remember this game being so, and Kid Picks, too, I played a lot.
Oh, yeah, Kid Picks. That was
not really
the
a game,
then.
But it was awesome.
But I remember, I don't know where he got it, but I was probably like 10, 12-ish. We got our first computer in our house, and my brother... produced this disc. It had a bunch of demos. It had like Jazz Jackrabbit and Heretic, and I just remember like playing that just constantly, even though it's like only the first level or two and it's only like half of the level. Like the
right.
That was like my first taste of Doom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
My
yes.
first taste so of good. Doom was from a Chex cereal box. Chex Quest?
Oh, really?
It was like a Chex version of Doom. It was like the same engine, but you like shot Chex at these like cavities or whatever they were.
So
it was
weird.
The coolest and so scary.
Wow.
For me.
Which, oh, by yeah. the way, I'm going to put this out there. I picked up Doom for the Super Nintendo at Elite Games without, you know, not really doing any research into it. I was like, Doom, great. Yeah, I'll get this because you can get it on Steam, but it's only for PCs, not yeah. for Mac. So
right.
it's a problem. So I got it. I took it home. Played it. You can't save.
Ooh.
There's no save file. So if you die, you start from the first level.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I played it, like, once, and I think I died, like, twice, and I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
That worked for Star Fox, though. I liked that. But Star Fox is a short enough game that you could beat.
Yeah, Doom is, like, Doom's pretty long.
Doom is pretty long, yeah.
And, I mean, that might be why there's no save file on it, and the graphics are crap.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I had such a hard time getting around. I'm like, is that stairs? Is that a guy over there?
The, right. They did like the free iPhone game where you could play Doom, and I was like, no idea what I'm doing.
Nope. I remember Quake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was on the demo too.
Yeah, Quake was...
It was for DOS.
Oh, man, nice.
Yeah, so you had to like enter the command for the games.
Right.
I could never remember like all the games that were on it.
Right. That's oh, funny. My God.
We had a DOS thing with SimCopter. And
SimCopter, I remember that
SimCopter
one.
Was like Grand Theft Auto before you...
Yeah.
You just run around the city or fly a helicopter.
I think Wolfenstein, I played a lot of... I played pretty much every single one of the Star Wars games that they ever made for PC.
Mm.
They were a lot of fun. Jedi Academy, Jedi Outcast, those guys.
Right.
I didn't play any of the Rogue Squadron games because I wasn't into flying so much.
I played... Those are like the only ones that I played
when
I was
younger. Rogue Squadron ones, yeah.
The one on GameCube is really good.
Yeah?
It really is good.
I'm going to have to check that out.
It's fun. It's a good time. It's like Star Fox, but...
That's cool.
Star Wars. We didn't talk about EA's takeover of the Star Wars games.
Yeah.
Do you have thoughts about that?
I mean, I'm going to have to pay $10 for the online pass.
I know, but like, do you think we're going to get...
I hope...
We hate EA, but they can make a good game.
We know. Well, and that's the thing. There's like, I think games. I saw something on Reddit where people were like, oh, DICE is making a new EA or a new Star Wars game. That's awesome. And who else was it?
There's someone else. DICE, I know. BioWare. I saw the same thing.
And DICE, BioWare, and somebody else.
And they
else,
made all these incredible games
EA.
In the past.
Yeah.
But EA... Pfft.
Yeah, exactly. Which they're all owned by EA.
But
so.
They do... They or have not made owned some by, of the best but... games of all time, so...
Yeah, exactly. I'm hoping. Well, I remember last year at E3, they did Star Wars 1313. They had the demo for that. I hope that they actually make that and don't make it terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good.
Excuse me.
She knows better.
She knows I'm recording. I told her this. Anyway.
Your mom.
No, Ashley. Yes, my
Your
mom.
Your mom's on a boat somewhere, isn't she?
No, she's coming back in... About 10 minutes.
In mere minutes.
But no, all of the Star Wars games, they were a lot of fun. What else was I going to say about PC? Half-Life changed the game for everybody. Right. I mean, Valve basically.
Well, Valve changed the game.
Yeah. They've created some of the best PC games, and like the whole Steam thing, Steam has brought it on upon. Steam has brought the time upon us where an indie developer can make an amazing game and sell it on PS3 or Xbox Live and make a decent amount of money for their efforts as opposed to just like letting their friends play it. And they go, this is really good. You should do something about it. I can't do anything about it because it's, you know, it's like Hollywood. At that point, gaming was like Hollywood. Like you had to know somebody to know somebody to get in.
But now you can just put it out there for the world. One guy can make a game that'll sell millions.
Yeah.
The guys that did Super Meat Boy, Team Meat, are doing a new game where you play as a crazy cat lady and you have to control all your cats. Like
Lemon
style, I think.
Nice.
Which
that's
I can't
awesome.
Wait for. It's going to be sweet.
Oh, I played a demo for a game called When Vikings Attack.
Oh, yeah?
It's on PlayStation Network. Check it out. It's really...
I need to take a look at the PlayStation Network.
You've got to. There's some good stuff on there.
Got amazing stuff.
PlayStation Plus alone is one of the best
things.
That's one of the best things in video gaming.
Yeah.
For me, it's one of the best things I've ever experienced.
Yes.
Video game wise. I mean, Sleeping Dogs is still new. It's still...
Yeah, it's like it's 40 or 50 bucks.
It's free. Yeah, I just
Spec Ops: The Line is like 40 or 50 bucks, and it's free.
And it's free. And
I got Borderlands when it was like 40 bucks.
Little Big Planet, 2, all free. I got Little Big Planet Karting for $10 through PlayStation Plus.
Yeah,
shoot.
Yeah. It's awesome.
They do. I saw like a Tomb Raider sale. It was like 20 bucks.
Yeah, it was 50% off.
Yeah.
No, oh, they do Tomb Raider.
Yeah, they do all kinds of really great things.
Yeah.
So,
well, before we wrap up, I want to talk about Crafty Veggie because
yes, Crafty Veggie.
Yeah, why?
Because it's
because
awesome.
It's relevant too.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, we'll talk about a portion of Crafty Veggie.
A portion. Yeah, I do a portion of the things that I do. You know, if you haven't gathered, I'm into the retro gaming scene more than the modern. Not that the modern's not good. You know, I just soft spot for past eras.
Indeed.
Yeah, I'd like to. I do a lot of like 8-bit and 16-bit designs, primarily with perler beads. Working on a Pokemon series right now. Have done, you know, various SNES characters, Sega characters. Looking to expand into not perler beads because, you know, something a little more functional and whatnot. Actually, I have a painting going right now of 16-bit Link trying to catch a fairy in a net.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah, but dude, painting all those little squares.
Well, I bought a sweet Yoshi's Island one from you, and it's next to my computer, and I look at it every day.
That's super awesome.
You know, I've still got
I'm gonna make that the cover
at home.
Yeah. What's that? Cubone?
Cubone.
Oh, yeah, I want to buy that. I just don't... Yeah. I never am around it.
I know.
With a $10 bill.
A couple beads fell off the top of his head, so I gotta fix that. Yeah. Or else I would have brought it.
Don't sell it to anyone else.
Not that I couldn't ever make a new one, but...
Nope.
Nope.
One of a kind.
One of a kind.
You can buy him at Pepper's now, too.
Yes, I have a little display at Pepper's in downtown Seals Grove. It's on the corner of Market and University?
Yeah, University Ave.
Yeah.
38 nice South Market rope. Street. Come visit.
38 South Market
Street.
There's
a Mewtwo there. There's Kirby's. A Kirby coaster set.
Yeah.
There's some characters from Mega Man. There's Dr. Light, Dr. Wily, Proto Man.
There's a Meta Knight.
There's
there
a Meta Knight. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Along with some other jazz that I do.
We already went through the starter Pokemon too from Red and Blue.
Yeah. Oh, and the series of Pokeballs too.
Right.
All five of the
and
original.
And the Hyrule Shield, which actually sold. They're waiting. They're coming to pick it up.
Oh snap! So,
yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's seriously cool.
So, that's that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make Yoshi the cover photo. So
yes.
You'll see that.
Definitely.
The picture you took of Yoshi in the grass?
Yeah, in the grass. I'll make that the cover photo.
That's awesome.
So
cool.
And then we'll link to Crafty Veggie, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Aw, you guys.
Make sure you go. Yeah, make sure you go to the link and check out her stuff, because she's got not only that, but like other stuff on there that is really interesting.
I am.
I'm
working on expanding, but you know, being primarily stay-at-home mom with a 3-year-old doesn't give me a lot of time to do the things I want to do.
Not at all.
I can imagine.
So things are slowly but surely coming out. I'm expanding into more textile art things, clothing, purses, art for your walls and whatnot.
That cross-stitch Zelda thing you did was insane.
I'm actually working on another one of those right now, but it's slow going because like holding the stuff, it kills my hands.
That cross-stitch was incredible. It was like the A through Z of Zelda.
The pattern I found was called Z is for Zelda, and it's the alphabet in the letter style from. Did it carry through all the games? It's primarily Super Nintendo things.
Yes.
Characters and items, like the A has an arrow.
It's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, check it out. Moblin, it's on the Facebook page.
Yeah, we'll put that on our post too. And check out our blog posts, because all the stuff we talk about, they're linked on our posts. So
it's gaming.popularoutcast.com.
Easy to remember.
Yeah.
And this episode was double the length of last week's. So
yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
My fault.
No.
No, no. No, it's good that it's double because last week was really short.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Eddie Monster. He's a good dude. Check him out.
I guess he played our show while he was streaming the other day.
Yeah.
That's cool. So.
Super nice dude.
Yeah, really nice dude.
Yeah.
So we'll throw him a shout out every time he throws us one out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should get ahead of him. That way he owes us one.
Well, oh yeah.
Yeah.
So twitch.tv/Eddie Monster.
Yeah.
You owe us. And Bill, do you want to do our catchphrase?
Pew!